dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Danville's success station, WOFF Radio with a Reason. And now, clue number 37 in this week's famous name contest. Folks, that jackpot is now up to $17. All you gotta do is catch that clue to collect that cash. So here it is, clue number 37 in this week's famous name contest. This famous person is responsible for an act associated with this sound. That's it, gang. Stay tuned now for the WOFF 5 p.m. news. The station that informs you, if you haven't heard it here, it hasn't happened yet.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's Dick Van Dyke.
My favorite Dick.
Stay tuned now, folks, for the Edward E. Edwards Show, coming to you over WOFF, the station with...
The show's gonna be funny.
Yeah. I love that episode.
Irreplaceable. Don and Mike.
Right. If it's human waste, save some for me.
Uh-oh.
Dongo.
Jungle.
Let's do it. Let's open up the phones. 877-365-3636. Trip for two to the International Hooters Swimsuit Contest.
Yeah.
Round trip air hotel at Planet Hollywood and casino. Vegas, baby.
I love that song.
What my mother doesn't know won't hurt her.
I think we're going to have a great time and whatnot.
Phones are jammed.
Sure. They are.
Oh, and we've got the Dale Jr. tape, his press conference today.
Good.
We really, the guy on the phone was not lying. The press conference went 57 minutes.
Okay. Difficult subject for Dale Jr., you know, leaving his racing team.
He did say whatnot. Our caller was correct 37 times.
The record.
Tomorrow we will have the entire thing. But if the guys in the back room were going to cut it up now, it almost might sound like this. Like
dumbass.
Or, I'm sorry. Where's whatnot? Hold on.
Whatnot.
What we've got to do is take the time to get each whatnot in context.
In its sentence, in its proper sentence.
For instance, when he says something like, I wanted to do this for a long time and...
Whatnot.
I can't wait.
And the next one.
That's the best way to do it, as opposed to, you know, you blaze through them too quickly. You want to put them in context.
If it's just whatnot, it doesn't make the point.
I think it'll have more legs if we include the sentences.
So now it's time for us to continue with the contest and...
Whatnot.
Be aware, though, if you're calling to play the contest and you use that word,
right,
it's an automatic disqualification.
Immediate.
We won't have any contestants if we do that.
Mike, how is that crap detector, my lord?
It's wonderful. I'm prepared for it. You've given me plenty of advance notice. I'm ready to not believe.
Let's get right to these calls. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what's your name?
Mine's Kyle.
Kyle, where are you from, friend?
Wichita, Kansas.
Now, Mike, you can't not believe him already.
I do. I'm sorry. I hate to say that, but no.
Hi, Buzz.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, even name, you know.
Kyle?
Kyle.
Yes, sir.
I somehow remember we've had problems with Kyles before.
Kyle? Kyle, yes, what is it that your mama doesn't know?
Well, I am recently unemployed, and I moved back into my mother's house. And I've had a girlfriend of a year. And
hold on, you've had a girlfriend every year?
Of a year. And I've been sneaking her into the house at night so she can stay over with me. My mom is very strict as far as those kind of rules go.
How old are you?
24.
All right, a big pussy says what?
Goodbye, Kyle. I knew you were trouble.
Grow a set, please.
And we actually raid the refrigerator, and we take some of Mamo's cookies when she doesn't know it when I sneak her in the door.
And Mamo, I kissed her daisy.
In our house!
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this, please?
This is Joe from Rochester, New York.
Hi there, Joe. What's happening? Joe, what is it that your mom doesn't know?
Well, see, the thing is, my mom would always hide the Christmas gifts every year. Every year she'd hide them in her closet. And then finally she got smart and she would lock the door to the bedroom.
Yep.
So what I would do then one time I had a friend over, and I didn't have any two-player games for my GameCube, and I knew that my mother was going to be buying me a GameCube game.
How old are you, 40?
I'm 22.
22.
Mm-hmm. 22.
Wasn't GameCube just out, like, 4 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, he's old enough where, yeah. So I think we're going on the same thing.
You're 18, and you're talking about your mommy buying you a toy when you were 18?
Well, see, the thing is, Don, I would 007 it.
Wait, hold on. Joe, was your mamo hiding the gifts from you when you were 18?
Okay, I was probably like 16 at the time.
Was she still hiding the gifts from you?
Oh, no, we don't live together anymore. My parents are divorced.
Uh-huh. Rob, that's not nice.
That's cruel, Rob.
All right, so let's get to the meat of your story, please.
Okay, so I would sneak out of my window, and I'd climb around to the front of the house on the roof, risking my life.
Yeah.
And I would take a pen, and I'd poke in the screen and lift open those prong things on the screen. And then the window, of course, was unlocked. So I went in there, and I went in there into the closet, and I found the game, and I took a razor blade and made a slight incision across the bottom. Pulled out the case.
Hold on a second. What you're describing
is finding the present, something an 8-year-old would do.
I swear to God, Mike, I was just going to say, I swear to God, 8-year-old.
Unacceptable.
When you were on the roof, did you have to battle ferocious unicorns?
Bye!
Now, this is why we do this game in more than one segment,
uh-huh.
Because we always start with a bunch of really lame ones.
That was Joe from Rochester. Joe who refuses to grow up.
And the window was unlocked, so I snuck in the window.
I'm sorry about that, but I had a real epiphany. Every once in a while when you say something, or I say, you know, we have that thing, we've been together so long,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say at the same moment, that's what an 8-year-old does.
Yeah, that's, I mean, really, don't
everybody
you think
does that.
14, 15, you kind of back off a little bit from the gift hiding, you know? And I mean, if they find the gift, c'est la vie.
And even if you're sophisticated enough at 14 to figure out with a razor blade how to open up your Game Boy.
Right.
Well, like we're going to give you a trip to Las Vegas because of that?
I was hoping that it would be, you know, and I'm up on the roof and, you know, I took heroin and then I went in the window.
Yeah, Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. And then my mom caught me with my penis in the Game Boy. Now I'm listening.
There's That's a good secret.
Hello there.
Ta-da. It's you, sir. Hello, it's you.
That game, of course, Donkey Kong. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andy, where are you from?
I am actually living right now in Maryland.
All right, Big A. Who is your mom? What's her name? I'm sorry.
My mom's name is Sandra.
A little sleep deprived today.
Sandra. How old are you, Andrew?
I am 28.
28.
All right, what is it Mamo doesn't know, Andrew?
She didn't know that I was a swinger for quite a while.
Tell us, A-Rod, what's going on?
My last girlfriend, my current wife, my fiance doesn't know this right now.
Okay, Dice.
Either, but I was a swinger, and I had a few orgies between there.
A-Bomb, why would you want to tell this to your mom?
Don't you think this is going to upset Sandra?
It serves no purpose. If you were in orgies, first off, did your mom ask? What is this? Rob, I know A-hole is the last one. Of course, A-hole.
It doesn't matter to her. I don't know. No.
It doesn't matter to her.
Gets me to Vegas. I don't care.
Right. See, the game is what my mom doesn't know won't hurt her. I don't think your mom would be terribly upset that you had sex with a variety of people. Right? You're a grown man.
Oh, absolutely.
Was this in your mother's house?
No, not at all.
Oh, well, then.
Bye!
If it was in your mother's house when they were upstairs sleeping.
So lame.
Yes. On the Christmas present.
Poor Sandra.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Go have some A1 sauce, though. Hello, who's this?
This is Brian.
Where are you from, Brian?
I'm from Westminster, Maryland.
Right on. What is it that your mom doesn't know, sir?
When I was about 18, I'm 22 now, I was having sex with my girlfriend in my kitchen, thinking my mother wasn't home.
Yeah.
And she came in the garage door, so we quickly, you know.
Wow, how'd you clean that up?
Back on. And there was a little bit of
I'm sorry.
Juices and other things left on the counter.
Hold on.
My mom.
He said there was evidence on the counter.
Slow down. Let me reset here. Okay. So you're getting it on with your girlfriend in the kitchen. Your mom comes home in the garage.
Yes, and I had already finished at this point. Like, I had just finished. I hear the garage door open and close. And there was some leftover things on the counter.
Gotcha.
From, right. Out of our
evidence.
Okay. Of our parts.
Yes.
And my mom walked upstairs, and we had just gotten all of our clothes back on, but we neglected to see all of the stuff that was still on the counter.
All of the babies you killed.
Yes, the children were on the counter, and my mom happened to wipe over the counter, say, "Hey guys, what's this?" Wipe it off with her finger, smell it to see what it was, then wipe it on her jeans.
Oh, oh dear. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty strong.
That's
contender,
very
Mike.
Strong to the net.
You know what that is? That's original. That's believable.
Mm-hmm.
You're a finalist, my friend.
Yeah.
Hold on, Brian.
Okay.
Hold on a second, friend.
And mom was none the wiser.
She had no clue, and I've been mortified for like 4 years. I'm like nervous telling you guys the story.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go to Vegas, though. So.
You know what I'm saying?
It is my blessing and curse.
If mom had licked her finger, I mean, you would have been a
100%
guaranteed winner.
I would have killed her.
Do you think that... this is so nasty. This is so very, very nasty. Are you still with the young lady in question?
No, I have a different girlfriend, and she's also listening on the radio. And
okay.
Right before I called you guys, she called me, so I barely got the story to her before I told you guys, and that's one that I don't think anybody knows except now all the listening audience.
All right, hold on, Brian. Hold
one
on
last
a second.
Question. Brian?
Yes.
Is your mom hot?
My friends, I'm in a fraternity at Towson, and they all seem to think that she's hot.
Hello. Makes
not
it
better,
even better,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Is your mom hot as balls?
I don't really know, but my friend Steve.
Yeah.
It's impossible for a guy to say that about his mother, but at least he's saying that his frat brothers think so.
All right, hold on, Brian. You're a finalist, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
That's a good one. Now, let's see if everyone out there can raise their game to this guy's level.
We'll see what happens.
This guy, thus far, is the Tiger Woods of this game.
Yeah, very, very good so far.
Came with his A game today.
Brian from Westminster, ready to play.
Mike, who are the ones that we got rid of there?
That would be Kyle. We got as far as the fact that he was unemployed and he had a girlfriend. Then there was Joe from Rochester. I don't even know what Joe had to say, but we dumped him very quickly. And there was Andrew with Sandra. One of these guys had that incredibly dangerous story about finding the hidden Christmas gifts by climbing in a window.
I don't know. One of the guys was had an orgy.
Yeah, one guy had an orgy, but that was Andrew, I think. And he had an orgy at his house, so he's
all
swinging.
Grown up.
And, his mother doesn't involve it. I think he's 28, so it doesn't really matter anymore. And then Brian, of course, sex with a girlfriend on the kitchen counter. Mom came home and swabbed the counter down. None the wiser.
Ah, what glorious goo.
That's a strong one. And mom happens to be hot, too.
Wiped it on her jeans after she smelled it.
Yes.
Sure.
Folks, that is a hard one to beat.
It sure is.
Let's see
very
if we have
difficult.
Any contenders or pretenders when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.